Now, the question I have for you, over the holiday season, we are known to give gifts, white elephant gags, things of the such, but one of the gifts you got, and do you put a new appointment to a commission? Do you fit that in the stocking? Does that come in like the wine bag? How do you wrap that? How do you put that under the tree?
I don't know. And all of a sudden, now I'm on a commission, and I'm very excited to serve our new mayor. And you know, we won't be meeting until I think next week, and not sure all the things that are all involved, but I'll be putting my foot forward and excited about the opportunity.
And for those who don't know, which commission was that again?
Redevelopment Commission.
Very good. So we'll lean on you for inside information on that, as well as Ivy Tech inside information, as the chancellor joins
That's
us.
That's right.
Every Thursday morning, just after 7:35. Keith Klein, good morning. How are you?
Well, we had a great party Monday morning for the faculty. Jenny, talk a little bit about that.
Well, it was for everybody, you know, all our full-time employees. And we do this every the beginning of every semester, although the last semester we weren't able to do it because we had no space. But it's what we call our all employee campus village meeting. And it's just a way when the faculty return from break, to get together and to, you know, first of all, to meet new employees and to share some information on things that are going on about the budget or reports from various departments. And it's just so great. But the best part of it was that we were able to hold it in our new space, the Cook Pavilion, in Tree Hall. And it's just the energy, the excitement, just so much. We had fun, too. You know, we played a fun video about the building. And I was able to call out and honor our facilities team for the incredible work they've been doing. They do all the time, but just especially with this expansion. So anyway, it was really, really fun. You were there. You are our MC. So
every time I go into the new facility, I'm just in awe. It is spectacular. It's beautiful, and it's got
to
help.
You guys are going to have to send me a schematic drawing of this, because all these places you're mentioning, I wouldn't know where to find them.
Well, you just get in the hallway and keep walking.
I know.
Yeah, you need to come out there.
Yeah, but everything's labeled cook something to the other, so I hate to get lost out there. But the good news
well, it's great. You know, on Sunday, I had been on vacation, so on Sunday I decided to go out there because I knew it would be quiet, just to see where they were, because the culinary area has been taking just a little bit more time, and because the roof. And
well, you know why that's happening? Because they didn't preheat the oven.
That's why.
You always gotta preheat.
And you have to wait till it beeps. There's no point in preheating it if it doesn't beep.
They're not microwaves.
No, they're not.
They're doing real ovens.
Right. Well, the place just takes your breath away. We'd love to have you
it's
out.
It's gorgeous.
So anybody, come on out, and I'll give you a tour.
Very nice.
Now, the freshman nursing students had a boot camp. What's that?
Yep. Well, that's a new thing that our campus is doing for nurses, new nursing students coming in and starting their new term. And it's really just, you know, here's the rules, here's the regulations. This is what you need to be prepared for on day one. You know, very serious, and go through all of those things. And it's literally all day long. All of the nursing faculty participate in that boot camp. And they really see a difference with students when they come in on that first day. So it seems to be working, and that will happen on Friday again.
Jenny, in an extremely high number, Ivy Tech graduates stay in this area, work in this area, pay taxes in this area. And now you've got three brand new programs, pharmacy, medication aid, and personal trainer. These are all new programs. This is amazing.
They are. It's great. They're certificate programs, so they're very quick programs through our healthcare specialist degree, so somebody can come in, get those, go right out and get a job locally here in our service area. Or they can stay in what we call kind of stacking those certificates and stay and then get a degree. So, you know, if they just want to get, somebody out there wants to just get your feet wet, always maybe wanted to be a personal trainer but didn't know how, come talk to us.
Is this a reflection of what the market is demanding? How do those courses, Jenny, get you guys have a meeting and determine what you're going to add based on what the input is from local community leaders and business leaders?
Right, exactly. I mean, we go out and talk to people and see what the needs are out there, and you know, and just the general overall demand, and then what students are looking for, what people are looking for when they call in and say, hey, I've always wanted to start my own business, and I'll just use the personal trainer as an example again. you know, those things are out there, and lots of people are interested
right.
in doing that.
Sure, the business side works of it, how you get a loan, how you do all that, right.
Jenny, speaking about that, since last we talked, Lilly has made a grant and all of that. How is Ivy Tech involved in that money and the Lilly grant? What's Ivy Tech going to be doing?
Well, you know, the hope, you know, for that is that we're able to help on the workforce and education side of that very generous grant from Lilly. And some of those things might include some graduation coaches, career coaches, where we can be embedded in our local high schools and our service area to really help students gap the bridge from K-12 through higher ed or going on to work. So maybe somebody in high school isn't quite ready and they want to do something. Let's say they want to go work for Cook Pharmica. So we can help them bridge that gap and get there. Or they go on to higher ed and we can help map some of the dual credit classes that they're taking in the high school or whatever it is that they're doing and help them get to higher ed, whether it's Ivy Tech or IUPUI or IU. We can help them with that. And then bridge the gap as they want to transfer as well. So I'm very excited about that grant, and hopefully we're going to be a big team player with all the other partners.
Now, before we let you go, Monday, the weather forecast is really cold. Are you going to have a guy in a kilt playing a bagpipe outside on Monday?
We are not going to do that. We usually do that only in the fall at the start of the full academic year. But, yeah, because, you know, Ian, he doesn't want to be out there in his little skirt. I get it.
Maybe he should go to nurses boot camp.
Yeah.
Get tough.
Yeah, then he'd be ready.
So it's opening week and all kinds of things going on. And also, before we let you go, First Friday.
Yes, this Friday. It's not really First Friday. It's the second Friday of the month. But it's,
don't ruin Keith's thunder right now.
Yeah,
wow. Right? But the gallery walks are open this Friday because of the holiday last week. They're open from 5 to 8. It's a lot of fun. Come out and see us. Our show in particular is running through January 23rd, so it's always fun. And the weather's going to be pretty good on Friday, so get out and take advantage of it before the snow comes.
All right, great job as always. Jenny, we appreciate your time.
You.
We'll get caught up next Thursday and see how that first week of classes and if everybody's frozen or not next week out there. And we'll see how the new flow is going, the new Ivy Tech. It's not the new, but it is. All the new stuff is up and running, and we're excited to hear all about it. We'll talk to you next week.
Great, thank you.